Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Friday, the 28th of February. See, it's easy. Easy getting dates and times right, Gary Smith. What are you on about? She doubled down. She doubled down on the old baby name yesterday, last night. She's getting all excited about this baby. I'm about as enthusiastic as a dead raccoon. I really am. But she said last night, I think I should just whack her, give her a dry one. She said, who looks at a baby? All babies are cute, apparently. I mean, I think they all look the same, but I like kids when they get to about two and you get some interaction. But all babies are cute. Who looks at a cute baby and decides to call it Ian, for Christ's sake? That was the exact word she said. Who looks at a cute baby and decides to call it Ian? I mean, why didn't she tell me this 28 flipping years ago? Sharapova's retired now. Mia Maria could be out whisking in the wind. She's looking for a Clooney-esque type guy rather than that flipping numpty she's hanging around with. I don't know what's going on. Right, thank you. A fair few of you are volunteering or asking to be on the podcast. I don't need any more. We've got some good people lined up, a good mix. Chrissy's spreadsheets, I will get him on. I'm going to do an Ascot special with Steve Williamson, which I think will be a good one. That might be a long one. Might do two with Steve, actually, because I think Steve's got a load of stories to tell. We can discuss a bit of Oakhampton, but Steve, horse race trader, so I'm looking forward to that. Couple of you FTS members who are newbies want to share your newbie stories. I will rope Jeff in. We will be like Stadler and Wardoff, but like Jeff, so we'll get Jeff on. So I'm going to do the demo run with Suggsy just to test out all the equipment. Dummy run. It couldn't be more aptly named, will it? I'll do the dummy run with Suggsy. There we go. I've got all this new software and mics. £300 you've cost me, spreadsheets. Flipping moaning about my sound. So we'll do a dummy run with Suggsy. And then in April, I'll schedule them out. And we'll mix it up a bit. So we'll do Chrissy's spreadsheets. And then perhaps get somebody who's a decent punter on. Then a beginner. Working our way up to Steve for Ascot and through. And we'll cover all sorts of topics. It'll be great. Bjarne, you're coming over from Denmark. We'll have you on there. Great, marvellous. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. I think it'll add something to it. I've got some ideas already for the podcast for the next football season. Getting it organised and doing some football presentations. But I think having other people involved for the next few months, once a fortnight, once a month, once every 3 weeks, whatever it turns out to be, will be good. So thank you very much for that. We'll get Kevin Kelly's wife on. She is a West Ham fan, so we're getting the double whammy of being married to a West Ham fan and a punter. But she's a West Ham fan herself, so she'll have a little bit of bias there, won't we? We might be able to turn her, like Star Wars, when they're trying to turn them to the dark side. We might try and turn her. Kev might get her in a room, try and turn her. She'll come home with a Gidson top on or a Lo Celso top. Right, what we got today? I just feel, you know, when you get up, and I just feel this is going to be a great weekend. I've got no real reason for it. I just think this is going to be a cracking little weekend. Little five-figure one. Beautiful. Right, what are we doing? Racing. You want some racing. That's all you want me for. You're all users, really. You only want my races. Where are we? Yeah. While the night is still young. Look at that bit of Billy Joel for you. Yeah, had a bit of that on this morning. Right, what time is it? Because I put one out the other day, didn't I? After the race had run. What a disgrace that was. And put a loser out after it's run. I could have at least gone and found the winner, couldn't I? And claimed it. Right, 2:10 Newbury, certainly red. Small win and place. 2:10 Newbury, certainly red. Small win and place. 6:45 Newcastle, speed merchant. Small win. Right, Lingfield, 4 o'clock, total commitment, win bet. Dundalk, 8:30, Yulong Transcend, win bet. Doncaster, 3:05, Ramanex, win and place. So have a little go at those five. There you go. Beautiful. Beautiful. The old coronavirus. Cheltenham might be off, eh? 2.8, isn't it? 2.8. It's been backed in a bit. I think, like I said, I was on the Times, cancel sporting events, Premier season, wipe it out. There. Let's get Sunday out of the way, because I'm taking some people to Wolves, Joe Proudley, looking forward to seeing you Sunday. Get that one out of the way, and then wipe it all out. Call it off. Call it off. Season abandoned. No winner. Next year. That's it. Beautiful. And the old gooners last night. Oh, you have got to laugh, haven't you? You have got to laugh. The old gooners, the overhead kick, they thought they'd won it. They were almost crying, jumping up and down. One bloke wouldn't let go of Aubameyang. He wanted to look like he wanted to have his babies. And then they can't defend. The keeper's shite, by the way. The keeper is absolutely garbage. Don't care what you say. He is not a top, top keeper, that boy. What's he doing? He's just got to get rid of the ball up the park. Pisses about. In it comes. Whoops. Oh, dear me. And then Aubameyang at the end. I mean, he's 2 yards out. He can't miss. And it goes wide. And he nearly started crying then, didn't he? But I think it'll be a good thing. It'll give you a chance at top four because you won't have Thursday night football until next season. I shouldn't be so mean, should I? We're shit. See, the difference is I say Spurs are shit. We are crap. I mean, Suggsy sits there with great hope. We're useless. Wolves will beat us at the weekend. Don't you worry about that because we are garbage. Right, football, what have I got today? I've only got a couple of little bits, I think. I've got a couple of little bits for you. A couple of little... Oh, if I can find the file, I did have it open. I had it open and I've closed it. See? Come on, listen to me. She's gone the old RSPCA. Probably going to find out all about this fostering. Yeah, my life's over again. Oh, now I'm in the wrong folder. Oh, I'm doing it again. While the night is still young. Here we go. Here we go, my beauties. Here we go, my arties. Don't you want me, baby? Doopy-doo. Right, first half goal. Nîmes Marseille. So 0-0, 20-25 minutes. Drip back or drip late, depending on what you like. A first half goal at Nîmes versus Marseille. And then over 1.5 goals. Profiling this, I think it's going to be a tight opening, but there will be, I'll be surprised if there's not goals. Whenever I say that, it's 0-0. But over 1.5 goals, Norwich Leicester. So if that's 0-0, 20-25 minutes, start drip backing over 1.5 goals. And then trade it from there as the goals go in. Some people, if it's early, leave it to run the course. Others remove their liability. Some like to green up. But over 1.5 at Norwich, Leicester, however you want to play it. So Nîmes Marseille, first half goal. Nothing at half time. If it loses, it loses. Norwich, Leicester, over 1.5 goals. Given you the horses. I've done ultimate. Everything's gone out. Have a beautiful Friday the 28th, leap year tomorrow. All those who aren't married will be getting proposed. I've never really understood all that nonsense. Save money, I suppose. You only have an anniversary every 4 years, don't you? Oh no, you've got to get married on that day. Is it married on that day or engaged on that day? I don't know. I didn't have any of that old romantic nonsense, I'll be honest. We just said, right, let's get married, let's do this. Crack on. I like the banter on Twitter this way. I like people memorising my little sayings. See, got to be able to say this, got to be able to say that. See, I didn't know I'm so repetitive. Boring, aren't I? I'm boring. Right, have a lovely weekend, team. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, as always, with a bonanza of football. I've got an absolute bonanza tomorrow. We're going to have a lovely weekend. We're all going to have a lovely, lovely weekend. Right, speak to you all in the morning.